Okay, so big picture, we're in the middle of discussing the chetza-oriented halachos stemming from the din of lechem oni. All right, we discussed the first chetza-oriented din of lechem oni was the psul of matzah ashira, found right Shitas Rabbi Akiva on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Then you found a second chetza-oriented din was the psul of chalit and ashisha, you know, which are chashiv types of matzos, whatever exactly they may be. And the third type of chetza-oriented din, stemming from the din of lechem oni, is the halacha of prusa. Right, ma darko, you know, shel ani beprusa avkan beprusa, which basically says that, you know, lechem oni requires us to do yachatz, to break the piece of matzah in half. So within this third halacha of prusa, we've been discussing a number of issues which arise within prusa, again, a number of these issues highlight, you know, some of the bigger issues at hand in terms of what's the role of lechem oni and how it impacts other dinim, etc., etc. So the first two issues that we discussed, the first one was the timing of, you know, when do you need the prusa, machlokes between the Rambam and the Kolbo, whether you need to do the yachatz, you know, specifically before Magid to have a possible integration between the two dinim of lechem oni. On the one hand, you have the din of prusa alongside the other din of lechem oni of lechem she'onim alav devarim harbe. So that ended up being machlokes Rambam and Kolbo, whether there is a value, whether there's a need to integrate these two dinim to have both kiyumim at the same time, that when you're doing lechem she'onim alav devarim harbe, the lechem is a lechem of prusa, fine. And the second issue we discuss is whether the din of lechem oni of prusa impacts the gedder of lechem mishnah. Right, big machlokas rishonim in terms of whether, you know, given the requirement of lechem mishnah on yom tov, does that now require two additional matzos, right, in addition, separate from the prusa, to make sure you have your yotzei, the din lechem mishnah b'chol hashana, b'chol hashana, or, that's the first approach, which is simple, you know, understanding, or you say, no, the din lechem mishnah redefines, you know, the geder of lechem mishnah to dictate, although b'chol hashana, the geder of lechem mishnah is two shleimos, here, it's one shalem and one prusa, because the din of lechem oni again isn't just this side prat, but again is an overarching, you know, theme throughout matzah, which are therefore going to have an impact and redefine other halachos. So along that theme, that brings us to the third issue within prusa, and that third issue is whether the din of lechem oni impacts, again, not only lechem mishnah, that was the second issue, but whether it impacts dinei brachos, which is going to be the issue discussed in the Rishonim about which of the matzos are you supposed to recite the Birchas Hamotzi on. So generally, when you have the option, this comes up in the Gemara and Brachos Lamed Tes Amud Beis, generally, Aryeh, when you have the option of, you have a Shalem or a, what's the Lashon of a non-Shalem in Brachos? Prusa. We'll call it Prusa. Right? So whenever you're making a bracha rishona, and you have a shalem option or a non-shalem option, so what do we normally say? Shalem. Why? What's the general idea? Chashivas for brachos. Oh. So the question is, it's parallel here. Here, because of the din lechem oni, you have one or two shlemos, that was the previous discussion, and then a prusa. So which matzah should the bracha of a motzi be recited on? So if you say, if you just take the halachos b'chol Torah kula, b'chol Hashana, you would say, oh, just like ordinarily you make the bracha of a motzi on the shalem, so too here, you'd make it on the shalem, and that's what you would assume. So again, the first approach is going to be exactly that. That, just like you find, you know, b'chol Hashana, right, b'chol Torah kula, that you recite the bracha rishona on a shalem, so too here, you recite the bracha on the shlema, on the matzah shlema. So you're going to see a number of rishonim who accept this approach. And again, this is very understandable, because you're just carrying over the halachos b'chol Hashana kula to here. So let's go through a number of Rishonim to spell this out. So number one is the Shita of the Ri in our Tosas on Kuf Tezayin Amen Aleph. So again, Tosas cites the Ri at the very end. Arya, would you mind? It says, Ach Ri, it's like five or six lines from the end of Tosos Diro Maschol Ma Darko, Kuf Tezayin Amen Aleph.
Yeah,
we'll get back to the Achilas Matzah part. But it's clear that the Ri, again, you know, accepts, you know, carries over the din b'chol hashana and kol ha'tara kula to make a bracha on the shlema. So the first shita in this first approach that you make the bracha on the shlema is the ri. Now let's turn to the Rush. The Rush is a great, you know, discussion of this issue and really highlights the basis of this shita is carrying over the ordinary, you know, dinei brachos. Is the Rush, and again on our Perek Yud, Simin Lamed. So again, first he quotes the shita of the Rif, which again, his discussion here, he puts together two issues. Number one, the issue of Lecha Mishnah, and the issue of, you know, dinei brachos, about whether, what the bracha of Amotzi should be recited on. Again, as you can imagine, they're two related issues. There are two related issues that you have these halachos which apply b'chol Torah Kula. Number one, Lecha Mishnah. Number two, you know, the din of a brachos anenin on a shalem. So these two halachos b'chol Torah Kula, and the question is, are they redefined in the context of Lechem Oni, or no? Do you carry over the you know, the din of b'chol Torah Kula? So the Rush, discussing both of them together, is going to spell out this analysis. See when he says, Willie, do you see below Nira? Do you have the old, you have the new one?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, look at that. I think Shalom Yitza Ella. Did they add Ella there too?
Yeah.
Right, when discussing the din of Lecha Mishnah, he says, "What? How does he paskin?"
He says, Lecha Mishnah, you would do.
Exactly. You need two shlemim besides from the, aside from the proof. So again, a very strong language. Demayishna Pesach. What's the difference? The din b'chol Torah Kula of Lecha Mishnah still applies. Oh, to her.
When we say for prusa, hanu oso lechem shiyotu achilas matzah. That's for you're eating matzah. Aval hamotzi pshita da al shlemim b'yina. You need shalim. Rahamotzi, kishar yom tovim, teda. I'm not approved. Im ein lo lechem oni kim kazayis. Only the lechem oni of the kazayis. V'yochal lo saba achrona v'yivarech. Hamotzi al matzah ashira. She did tardi shlemos pina. You'll need two shlemos of matzah ashira.
Right. So it's like in a case where you only have one kazayis of lechem oni, so you leave it over for afikomen. That's its own sugya. So in that case where you're, you know, where you're making hamotzi at the beginning of the meal and just l'shem, you know, sudas yantif, it's clear that in that case you do shleimim, because there you're not, there's no din of lechem oni, because you only have matzah ashira. So for sure, everyone would agree in that case that you might as well do shleimim, because now you're not being yotzi the mitzvah, you're just, you know, eating, you're just being yotzi your sudas yantif. But he says, Hu adinami
im yish lo lechem oni la'ochlo b'tchila.
Is the key line for our purposes.
He never spoke about
No, we didn't, not achilas matzah, but in terms of, right now we're talking about the hamotzi.
Okay,
right, he says, you just read, lama lo yivarech hamotzi ala shlema. So again, alongside saying that, he's saying just like the din of the parameters, the gedder of lechem mishnah, aren't changed when it comes to Pesach, aren't impacted by the din of lechem, by lechem oni. So too, the bracha of hamotzi also is not going to be impacted, and of course you make a brachas hamotzi on the shlema. Again, so the Rush, again, clear analysis that the din of lechem oni is not going to impact these, you know, klaliistic halachos. So you have the Ri in Tosos and the Rush, and now you also have, if anyone, you have Tosos and brachos, you can open up the Gemara Brachos Lama Tesima base to Tosfos Dira Maskel HaKol Modim. So here, Tosfos' first daya is going to align with this first approach. It's going to align with the Ri and the Rush that Lamaisa, right, you should make the Hamotzi on the Shlema. But we're going to see different that this first daya is going to say that fundamentally, really, you should have done it on the prusa. And there's an external factor, which forces you into reciting the bracha of a motzi on the shlema. But, again, so while we're going to see right now, while this first daya in Tosos agrees l'maisa with the Ri and the Rush and aligns with this first approach, that l'maisa, you recite the birchas hamotzi, right, on the shlema, we're going to see that while the Ri and the Rush seem to imply that that's Me'ikir Adin, because, you know, it's the general Dina Mechol Torah Kula apply here, Tosas seems to say, no, really, Me'ikar ad-din, or fundamentally, the din of lechem oni should impact the brachos, and some external factor which changes the calculus. Tzvi, do you see Mishum Dechsiv? Is that the beginning of Tosos?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Mishum Dechsiv, the Jim Lashkos, the Kongo, the Pesach, the Minich, the Prusa, the Shoshema, but say, my Tacho, the Lachamoni Kisiv. Mishum Dechsiv, the Lachamoni, the Minich, the Prusa, the Tachas, the Shoshema, the Minich, the Botei, the Prusa. Since it says Lachamoni, so therefore you have to make a look as if you're being put in the Botei, the Prusa.
That's so you stick it in there to make it seem like it's like a funny idea. You're like, you want to give off the perception as if you're making the bracha on the Prusa, but really
you should only use the Shlema for Hamotzi.
Exactly, the Hamotzi is really only going on the Shlema. So again, while you're giving off this is an interesting concept, while there's like a chalos to giving off the impression, right, there's a value to giving off the impression that you're doing it on the Prusa, because we'll see, because fundamentally Tosas holds that it really should be on the Prusa, but Lamaisa, you have to do it on the Shlema. He's going to explain. Sorry, Vivala Prusa, yeah.
Prusa Yvarech Alachilis Masa, Rekorachem, Vaochem, Mishten, Yachal Kadeshi, Yenir, Kabasei Al Prusa. Vachena Minu.
Yeah, exactly. How's he going to explain?
Well, in Asa Samoti, Vagam Alachilis Masa, Na Prusa, Dariko, Zavitz, Chavilis, Chavilis.
He's saying, but why don't you just, he's saying, once I've been implying that if you want to give up the perception that everything's being done on the Prusa, so why not just do everything on the Prusa? Why not just do the Amotzi? And the Al-Khilas Matzah, both on the Prusa. That's what the Din of Lechem Oni seems to imply. Says, why can't you? Oh, very important. Tosos, it says, oh, the issue of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos dictates that you can't recite both brachos of Hamotzi and Al-Khilas Matzah both on the same Prusa. So therefore, even though, says Tosos, fundamentally the Din of Lechem Oni should change the halacha and should dictate that the Birchas HaMotzi should be on the Prusa, but because of this external factor of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos, you're forced into reciting the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shlema. So again, 2 points. Point number one is that although Tosos, again, Lamaisa is within this first approach that the bracha is done on the Shlema, again, fundamentally, he seems to agree with the second approach we're about to develop right now, that fundamentally the Din Lechem Oni should really impact the Din. It's just, second point, there's an external factor of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos, which we're going to analyze in a couple minutes in terms of why does Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos apply here, because Tosos rejects this application. Why? What's his raya? It's a Berachas Hananin, meaning, and where else does Tosas, you know, prove that we...
Kiddush.
This is by Kiddush, you make a Bori Pri Hagafen and a Bercha of Mekadesh HaShabbos on the same wine. There's no issue of Chavilos there. So it says, so the next day, Tosas rejects and says, I don't, basically, the first day's application of Chavilos seems to be misplaced. So again, we'll explain in a second what the basis of this Tosas' application is. But before I do that, let's go to the second approach, right? The second approach of Rishonim is going to say that no, right? Second approach is going to say that although B'chol HaShana Kula, right, you generally try to recite brachos on Shlemim, but here the din of Lechem Oni comes along is going to redefine, right? It's coming to redefine the mitzvah, sorry, it's going to redefine the halacha at hand and say that in this case, the Birchas Hanen and the Birchas HaMotzi should be recited on the Prusa.
Rebbe thinks Tosos is not dealing with the rush.
Lamaisa.
But
in terms of Berachos HaMotzi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's saying, he really holds the other approach. He really holds the relationship
with that's what I meant. Meaning, they're together in just terms of Lamaisa. Fundamentally, yeah, that's what I was saying. Before I was saying, although, I was mocking the Tosos by saying, although Tosos agrees Lamaisa with the Ri and the Rush, fundamentally, you know, the Tosos, really aligns with the second approach. That fundamentally, the Din of Lechem Oni should and could redefine the Halacha, the Din of Hilchos Brachos. Yeah. But now the second approach of Mefarshim, who said that not only does the Din of Lechem Oni should it fundamentally, you know, redefine the Din of Hilchos Brachos, it does Lamaisa as well. So this is a shita found in a number of Tosfosim. So we go back to our Tosfos and Kufte Zayin Amud Aleph, right? The first three deos cited in Tosfos all hold that the bracha of Hamotzi should be recited on the Prusa, based on this din of Lechem Oni coming to redefine the Hilchos Brachos. So Willie, would you mind starting off Tosfos? Yeah, Kufte Zayin Amud Aleph, Tir Masal Madarko.
Okay.
Nira. Yamut Tarak Lavari Chala Prusa. Seems like from here that. Seems like that should be your
motzi
on the
proof. Exactly. So the first day, and then he goes on to prove this, and then brings down the din of Lecha Mishnah applying to Yontif. But again, the first day is very clear that Hamotzi is recited Dafka on the Prusa. So now if you skip a little later in Tosos, see like to this, I have a star here. It says V'chin Hayah Noeg HaRab Rabbeinu Menachem Mi Vienna, or like towards...
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Did all the brachas on the
prusa. Oh, right. So not only is the first day in Tosas like this, also this second and third dayos, this Robert, you know, these other Bali Tosas, Rav Menachem, and other in the Tosas brachas is quoted as Menachem from Vienna, and Rav Rabin Yontif. Also, again, other Bali Tosas also Greek with this notion that the brachas amotzi should be recited on the prusa. Oh, so again, in line with this, then you go back to Tosos and Brachos. Again, the second daya there, quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Menachem Vienna, which is the same, you know, daya here, also says, you already go back to, you see, Rabbeinu Menachem Vienna?
Yeah, in Brachos?
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Menachem Vienna.
Right, so again, the same, again, another daya in Tosos there, presumably the same as the second daya here. It says that the bracha of Amotzi should be recited on the Prusa, and the only reason why you bring the Shlemos, that, you know, that day it says, is only to fulfill the outside din of Lecha Mishnah, but in terms of the Berchas Amotzi, Berchas Amotzi goes on the Prusa. So now to take a step back and try to analyze, you know, what's the basis of the Shita, right? Why is it that although the Dinei Brachos B'chol HaShana dictate that you make a Bracha on the Shalem, that somehow here things are different? So we're going to offer two explanations. I think the simple explanation is that, like, similar to what we were saying before, is that the din of Lechem Oni comes along and redefines what is Chashiv. Right? Generally, the Koveh of Hilchos Brachos is, you know, the Gedder of Chashivus. So generally, Shalem is more Chashiv than a Prusa, or Psisin, whatever the Lashon is. But here, where the din, where the Prusa is being Mekayim, the din of Lechem Oni, so then the din of Lechem Oni comes along and redefines what's chashiv and what's, you know, the most chashiv of the matzos, right? So the first explanation is that just like Lechem Oni comes along and redefines the parameters of Lechem Mishnah, that here, right, Lechem Mishnah also seems to be, you know, two chashiv, you know, pieces of bread. So just like we said, right, according to the first approach earlier, that, or whatever, just like the approach earlier, which said that Lechem Oni comes along and redefines what is a chashiv piece of bread. So to here, Lechem Oni comes along and defines, when I say chashiv, I don't mean like chashiv as like geula chashiv, because the whole point is Lechem Oni, but in terms of what is like the most relevant, you know, piece of matzah, like what is the ik? I won't say the ikar, I guess ikar, not chashiv, but ikar, right? That's probably the better way of saying it, right? So it comes along Lechem Oni to redefine what is, you know, the ikar. Change my notes. What is the ikar of the, you know, of the matzah? So because Lechem Oni, right? Since the prusa, with the prusa you'd be mekayin the din of Lechem Oni, so that now becomes the ikar. The Ikramat. So again, even this approach, again, like we analyzed earlier, does seem to imply that the din of Lechem Oni plays an overarching, outsized role within matzah. Because again, if it was just a side prat, while let's say the matzah shlema, you know, represented geula, then you'd say, oh, the Ikar is still the geula, and Lechem Oni is only a side thing. Even according to this explanation, the fact that, you know, we're saying that the Ikar matzah is the matzah of Prusa, so that again tells you, you know, about the outsized, you know, central role that the din of Lechem Oni plays within the mitzvah of matzah. Okay. So again, Adkan, right, the first explanation is that Lechem Oni comes along to redefine what the Ikar matzah is. The second explanation is offered by the Rav, which is a very interesting idea. He says the reason why you perform, the reason why you recite Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa, not like we were saying before, because Lechem Oni comes along and redefines what is the Ikar one, is that, says the Rav, that when you recite Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa, that's an additional kiyum of Lechem Oni. Says the Rav, because not only is it a derech of aniyim to eat Prusos, it's also the derech of aniyim to thereby recite Birchas HaMotzi on Prusos. So says the Rav, by reciting a bracha on Hamotzi, that's an additional kiyum of Lechem Oni, which I think is a very interesting idea. And with that, he goes back to explain, right, the application of Ein Mitzos, Ein Osim Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos by the first day in Tosos. Right? The first day, as we said before, the first day in Tosos before, again, which fundamentally accepts this idea that, right, that the din of Lechem Oni should be Mechayev, you know, should be Mechayev a person to recite Hamotzi on the Prusa. So that's, St. Tosos says, no, but you can't because Ein Osim Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos. But then comes along the second day in Tosos and says, what do you mean? That's a, what type of application of Chavilos Chavilos is that? It's not mitzvos. You're not doing, you know, a Chavilos of mitzvos mitzvos. The first bracha is just a birchas anenin. The second bracha is a birchas a mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah here. It says the Rav, once you understand that the recitation of the birchas anenin, of the birchas amotzi on the prusa is itself a kiyum mitzvah, so then it's mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Because then both the birchas hamitzvah and the birchas hanenin are both, in a sense, kume mitzvah. So therefore, says the Rav, with this understanding, that the reason why the din of lechem oni would necessitate reciting the bracha, the birchas birchas hamotzi on the prusa, is because that recitation itself is an additional kiyum mitzvah, is an additional kiyum of lechem oni. That explains why the first day in Tosas, which fundamentally agrees with this yisod, why you would think that there would be a problem of doing that, because ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because not only is the birchas hamitzvah a form of like a kiyum mitzvah, but even the birchas hananin is a form of a kiyum mitzvah, because reciting this birchas hananin on the prusa is an additional kiyum of lechem oni. And don't, says the Rav, don't bring a raya from Kiddush, because by Kiddush, the Bor Pirei Gafen is a stam birchas hananin as part of the Kiddush. Again, there's no additional kiyum mitzvah by reciting the bracha of Bor Pirei Gafen on the Kiddush in addition to the Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's all part of one kiyum. But here, there are two separate kiyumim of reciting al achilas matzah and the separate kiyum of reciting of amotzi on the prusa. So again, that's the shot of the Rav. Again, so far we've seen two general approaches. And first approach is that, you know, the Birchas Hamotzi was recited on the Shlema in line with Kol Hashana Kula. Second approach is that, no, it's recited on the Prusa, Midin Lechem Oni. We offer two different explanations within that. Is it just because Lechem Oni, you know, says that the Prusa is the Iker? Or is it because there's an additional Kiyum of Lechem Oni by reciting the Bracha Al HaPrusa? Oh. So now transition to the third approach, which says that Lamaisa, you should recite the Birchas Hamotzi on both. Right, and this is the right. This is the shita adopted by the Ri. Right, the Ri in Tosas and Brachos. Right, at the end of. Right at the end of the Tosos, Tosos says, "See, Ri Hayaragil Levarach." Anyone see that? Ari, can you get a chance?
So you'd say Hamotzi with them, and then he'd say Alchilas Matzah. Well, yeah, and then he would break them. Stand Achkach. Ain't such a bilos me'achas shayyavus al stand.
Oh, stop there. All right. So the Reed Lemaisa Paskins that you should recite the Birchas Hamotzi on both the Shlema and the Prusa. And again, it seems like the Ri is motivated by the factor of Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And, right, it seems like it kind of could emerge from the Ri that the Ri fundamentally agrees. At least this version of the Ri would fundamentally agree that it should be on the Prusa, right, like the first day, but because of the factor of Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, he's forced into saying that you do it on both, and then once you do it on both, you don't have the issue of Chavilos Chavilos. Yeah.
What do you mean by this version of the Ri?
Because as I was saying that, I realized that the Ri in our Tosos says Dafka and the Shlema. So again, I don't know if it's two different presentations of the Ri, I'm not sure. But good to you. In my words. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Meaning the Ri's presentation in Tosos Brachos, again, seems to say the reason why you do it on both is because of the factor of Chavilos Chavilos, again, which might align the Ri fundamentally with the first Dea, which says the fundamentally agree with approach number two, that the Din Lechem Oni should necessitate the Brechar Samotzi being recited on the Prusa, but because of Chavilos Chavilos, we do otherwise. Okay. So again, the first Shita who says you do it on both is the Ri. And now getting to the realm of Lamaisa, we'll see the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch also say this. So the Tur in Tav Ayin Hey, Aleph, right, says, I guess no one has Lashon, I'll read it inside, says, Lekach HaRotze Lotze Yisudei Shneim. Again, first, important, right? First, the Torah quotes both Shitos. Is it better to recite, you know, the Bercha Samotzi on the Prusa or the Shlema? And he says, oh, to be Yotze Oladeos, Kach HaRotze Lotze Yisudei Shneim. If you want to be Yotze, everyone, Yocha Ya'achos Shneim Biyadom, grab both, Vivarech HaMotzi, Balachilos Matzah, Miyan Ze'achar Zeh. Basically, he says, to be Yotze Oshitos, do it on both. So again, the Torah Lamaisa is paskening that you should recite the Berachos HaMotzi on both, but again, not seemingly, fundamentally, is more just to be Yotze all the Shitos. And the Shulchan Aruch as well, paskens in the same, right? Tuf, Ayin, Hey, Aleph. Similarly, paskens, he just, right, doesn't explain, he just says, V'yikach HaMatos Keseder Shehenicham, HaPrusa Ben Shtei HaShlemos, pick up all three, in the order that you right, you set them up. Grab all three of them together and thereby recite Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah on all three. So again, and then the Taz in Sif Katan Aleph explains that in line with the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch is motivated by trying to be Yotze all Shitos. So again, while the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that it should be on both, and the Ridas, they don't seem to say that, you know, Me'ikar Din, it's more to, you know, to be Yotze all Shitos, or to get around the issue of mitzvos, chavilos. Okay, it's odd kind of our discussion of, you know, of the issue of the third issue within Prusa of what is the subject of the Birchas Hamotzi, again, which has implications in terms of the din of Lechem Oni and whether it impacts, you know, Hilchos Brachos B'chol Torah Kula. Oh. So now moving on to the last issue within Prusa, which is the subject of the Birchas, of the Bracha, not the Birchas HaNenen of Hamotzi, but the Birchas HaMitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And we're going to see, especially when you're dealing with the Birchas HaMitzvah of Achilas Matzah, again, what ends up being the subject, what you end up making the Bracha on, will have, you know, great ramifications in terms of what is the focus of the Mitzvah, as we'll explain in a second. Again, right, the Koveya for Birchas HaNenen was Din Chashivas, possibly, but here, you know, you seemingly will recite the bracha on the Iker Matzah, which represents the Iker Mitzvah. So again, that's going to be, you know, telling and indicative of what is the, you know, what is the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah, and, you know, it will be telling in terms of the relationship between the themes of Shibud and Ke'ula and the role of Lechem Oni. Oh, yeah.
Wait, so there's a tzad that the Shlema would be more Iker than the Pusa?
We'll get there. Or maybe we're daf going to do both. We'll get there. Right, in terms of this issue of what is the subject, what you should recite the Birchas HaMitzvah of Achilas Matzah on, we're going to find two different versions. The first approach, it says, which says that you should davka do the bracha of Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. We're going to see a number of Rishonim who specifically say that the lone subject of the Birchas HaMitzvah is the Prusa. We're going to see even some Rishonim who say the Birchas HaMotzi should be on the Shlema or also on the Shlema, we'll say that the bracha of Achilas Matzah is specifically on the Prusa. So let's just document this in the Rishonim, and then we'll analyze the implications. So let's first start with Rashi and the Rashbam. So if you see Rashi, Willie, top Rashi in the daf, Avkan b'Prusa.
Avkan b'Prusa, Levarich al Achilas Matzah.
Stop there.
That's what you make on the Prusa.
Right, so it's very clear, right there from Rashi, that the Achilas Matzah is recited on the Prusa, and then he says, oh, you bring the two Shleimim for the din of Lechem, for Lechem Mishnah, and for your Lechem Mishnah, he doesn't explicitly talk about, exactly, you know, and then he says, you know, for Berchas HaMotzi and for Lechem Mishnah. Again, the contrast is very clear, that while the two Shleimim are needed for Lechem Mishnah and Berchas HaMotzi, the Prusa is the lone subject of the, you know, of the Achilas Matzah. That seems to be very clear from the Rashi. So Rashi is clearly adopting this approach. And the Rashbam as well, same type of diuk.
Yeah,
that's an
Afkan Prusa Levarich al Achilas
Matzah. Right, same, basically verbatim. Same idea. The Rashbam says that the Prusa, right, you're going to recite the Achilas Matzah, Davka, on the Prusa, while the two Shlemim are only coming for the Hamotzi and the Lechem Mishnah. So again, you have Rashi and the Rashbam clearly saying that the lone subject of the Birchas HaMitzvah is the Prusa. Oh. So now going back to Tosvos, our Tosvos on Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph here we're going to see that all the Deos, Right? Even though Tosas quoted the Machlokas, right? A Machlokas between the first three Deos and the Ri at the end about what's the subject of a Motzi, we're going to see that everyone agrees that the subject of Achilas Matzah is the Prusa. So if you go back to the beginning, again, the beginning it's only implicit, but when Tosas says, right, Ma Darko Shel Ani Beprusa, he says, Nire Degam Hamotzi Tzarech Levarech Ala Prusa. What's the Gam in addition to what? Achilas Matzah, right? Seems to be poshut to that first day. It's poshut that the Achilas Matzah goes specifically on the Prusa. Chiddush that first day is that not only the Achilas Matzah, but also the Hamotzi. So it's clear from the first day. And if you go back to the second and third deos of Rav Rabbeinu Menachem from Vienna and Rabbeinu Yomtiv, there they said explicitly that Mevarachim HaKol Ala Prusa. Right? They explicitly state that you make both brachos on the Prusa. Again, not only the Berachos HaMotzi, or like both the Berachos HaMotzi and the Ala Achilas Matzah. And now, for the kicker, is the Ri. Right? Even the Ri, who says the Berachos HaMotzi is on the Shlema, agrees that the Berachos HaMitzvah is on the Prusa. And let's read the Ri again. Exactly. So the Ri. So again, so all four Deos in Tosos agree to Rashi and the Rashbam that the lone subject of the Berachos HaMitzvah is the Prusa. And then you also have Tosos and Brachos, again, who agrees with this as well. So just to analyze this, right, the fact that the lone subject of the Berachos HaMitzvah is the Prusa, I think is telling. Because one could have assumed, and we'll see this for the next approach, is that while the Prusa, right, represents the theme of Shibud, you might have said, oh, why not have the Bracha also go on the Shlema? Because the Shlema will represent Geula. And then you have both themes of Geula and Shiva together. Right? Because the Prusa clearly only represents Lechem Oni. That's the point. So it only represents the theme of Shibud. So I think it's interesting, I got Hello Doverhu, that all these Shitos, Rashi, Rashbam, all four Deos and Tosos, and Tosos and Brachos, they're all saying that the only subject of the Berachos HaMitzvah is the Prusa. Despite the fact that it only represents the theme of Shibud. But again, I think this is a great manifestation of the theme we're developing earlier, especially according to approach 2B, which says that Lechem Oni isn't just a prat in matzah, isn't just for sure not just an external kiyum, and not even just one of two dinim. That the theme of Shibud redefines the entire mitzvah, because it redefines doesn't just represent the Shibud, it also redefines the geula. And according to that understanding, would make a lot of sense. Yeah, once Lechem Oni and its theme of Shibud is redefines the entire theme of Geula, so then it would make a lot of sense for the Lechem Oni, the Prusa, to be the only subject of the mitzvah. Because in that Lechem Oni is the entire mitzvah of matzah. That's not just a side kiyum of Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni redefines the entire mitzvah. So again, I think these Rishonim who say that you recite the entire bracha on the Lechem Oni, highlights is another manifestation of the outsized role of Lechem Oni. It's not just a side prat in the sugya, but again, comes to redefine the entire mitzvah. Fine. Okay. So the second approach to this issue of what's the subject of the Birchas HaMitzvah is, the second approach is to say that, no, you recite it both on the Shalem and on the Prusa. And this is the Shita adopted by the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The same Tur and Shulchan Aruch we quoted before in Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph. Again, they say that the Birchas HaMotzi, just like the Birchas HaMotzi should be recited on both, so too the Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited on both the Shleimim and the Prusa. But while the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch seem to be focused on being Yotze, all the different Shitos, again, specifically in terms of the Birchas HaMotzi, it's possible to suggest that at least an added value in reciting the Birchas HaMitzvah on both the Prusa and the Shlema is, as I said before, is that you're able to accentuate both themes. That by reciting the Birchas HaMitzvah of Al-Achilas Matzah, both on the Prusa and the Shleima, you're able to say that, oh, you're able to highlight both themes of the Geula and the Shibud. You have the Prusa representing the theme of Shibud, and then you have the Shleima representing the theme of Geula. Point being, again, very much in line with approach 2a, that seeing both of these themes as distinct factors, that's trying to, you know, highlight that in my formulation of approach 2a, that both, again, according to approach 2a, both themes of Shibud and Geula remain distinct factors, because it's all about the contrast, it's all about, you know, appreciating the Geula by, you know, by understanding, you know, how bad the Shibud was. So again, according to that approach 2a, the whole point is that the Shibud and Geula remain distinct factors, and it's all about the contrast between them. So again, I think of this approach that you recite the bracha on both the Shleima and the Prusa, I think would be a good manifestation of that idea of trying to highlight both the Prusa, that you, by making the bracha both on the Prusa and the Shleima, you're highlighting both themes, the Shibud and the Geula, and the side-by-side really highlights the overall theme of Matzah, which is about, you know, contrasting these two themes of Shibud and Geula. Okay? Fine. So Akan, our discussion of the din of Prusa, again, and the entire category of dinim of lechem oni, which are chetza oriented. Again, within the chetza oriented, you know, category of dine lechem oni, we had psul matzah ashira, psul of chalat and hashisha, and now this positive requirement of prusa. So now moving on to the second category of dinim stemming from lechem oni, which is the category of ofen ha'achila. Again, then not only does the din lechem oni pertain to the type, to the chefza, right, to the type of chefza which is kosher, right, the type of chefza shel matzah which is kosher lemitzvah, but also refers to the way in which you have to eat it, and therefore, you know, certain, you know, matzos, you know, are not going to be kosher lemitzvah because their achila is not in line with the achila of oni. And we'll get to that again. If everyone can, well, I take Aaron's question, turn to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph for the drasha of Rav Yossi Haglil. Yeah, Aaron.
There's nothing to say about Matzah Shira and Chalat Hashisha.
Whoa, that hurts. The Matzah Shisha didn't see much. Matzah Ashira, we're going to get back to it later, because in the big issues by Matzah Ashira, number one are the discussions of whether it's Ma'akif. That's the broader discussion today, is in the Yerushalmi and the Ma'aral. I mean, that's just the test case for, you know, the whole discussion about whether Matzah Ashira is Ma'akiv or not. That's really the test case for whether the din of Lechem Oni is Ma'akiv. We'll get back to that and we discuss that more in full. And the other aspect of of Matzah Ashira pertains to, we'll see some Makoros which say that it's not only a din in the Chefza, but there might also be an Isir of being lush Matzah Ashira. But again, we're going to discuss that later in the category of Hachana. So again, there's more to say. Again, I'm sure there's more to say about everything, but there's more that we're going to say on lechem, on Matzah Ashira. That's just, you know, they're not chepta oriented, so we'll get back to them later. And in terms of Matzah Ashisha and Chalet, I don't remember seeing much on it. Please feel free to investigate and let me know if you find anything additional. Always accepting Ha'aris. Okay. So in terms of the halacha stemming, which, you know, relates, the din of lechem oni, which seems to relate to the ofen ha'achila, is the din of Rav Yosef Glili about matzah shel ma'aser sheni. So again, this is the back to the beginning of the brisa on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Arye, would you mind? Yeah. Tanur Banan?
Banan, yachli yotzi yadim yechvat the ma'aser sheni mirushnayim. Tanur lechem oni.
Right, so right, you might have how you'd be able to make matzah out of, right, Ma'aser Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. Actually, this week's Parsha, right, Parsha's Re'eh, it's all about, you know, Ma'aser Sheni being eaten in Yerushalayim. So Tam Alomar, Lechem Oni. So why does Lechem Oni exclude this? Right, so even the Lashon of the Drasha itself sounds like it's very much, you know, Maisa Achila oriented, that, right, the only types of matzah which are kosher lemitzvah are matzos which can be eaten fa'aninus. Meaning the din of lechem oni now not only defines the chefza, but also defines the type of Maisa Achila. And therefore, the only matzah which is kosher lemitzvah is matzos which can be eaten bitoras oni, fa'aninus. But Ma'aser Sheni, which cannot be eaten by an oni, by an onein, sorry. And therefore, the Gemara assumes that's Right? Right, so since Ma'aser Sheni cannot be eaten by an Oni, the Gemara says that shows that Ma'aser Sheni can only be eaten al derech simcha. So we're saying that the achila of matzah shal Ma'aser Sheni would be defined as an achila shal simcha, which is a pigam in the type of Ma'aser achila which is needed for lechem Oni, which is an achila of aninos. So here you have seemingly a clear application of the din lechem Oni, again, which expands beyond the realm of a chetza shel mitzvah, and pertains to the type, to the ofen ha'achila. That's going to become very important. And the reason why it becomes very important, because this issue of expanding the din lechem oni to the realm of the ma'isa achila seems to be a little controversial. And that brings us back to Tosos on Kufches Amun Aleph, back to our sugya v'seba, which is the first sugya we did when I started giving the shiurim. So this very important Tosos on Kufches Amun Aleph in the realm of the Seba. And again, the context of Tosos is that the Gemara, when discussing whether a Seba, you know, to which the Dalet Kosos of Seba is Shayach, so the Gemara gave the Svara of my Dahava Hava is that his Seba is not Shayach to the latter two Kosos, because those two Kosos are drunk, you know, after Magid. So we're saying, oh, Magid is the focus of Cherus. So once you finish Magid, my Dahava Hava, since we no longer have a focus after Magid on Chirus, so therefore it doesn't make sense to do a Seba for the latter two Kosos. But then comes along Tosos to ask the Kasha, wait a second, that Svara of my Dahava Hava should also dictate that a Seba shouldn't be applicable to Matzah. Because when do you eat Matzah? You eat Matzah after Magid. But yet we know you're supposed to do a Seba by Matzah, so why isn't Matzah subject to the same Svara of my Dahava Hava? So again, Tosfos gives different answers, which are very important for a Seba. For the third answer, so you have Oud Shiksuva B'Torah. Svi, you want to go for it?
Oud Shiksuva B'Torah Zecha L'Cheres. Shlohis B'Tzeikon L'Achon
T'Avshinigur. So what's this third answer, Tosfos?
You can't have Matzah, you have to have a Seba by Matzah because it's Zecha L'Cheres.
Exactly, there's a more, basically the theme of Cheres is more primary by Matzah, by implication, than it is by Dalet Kosfos. Again, and therefore since Geula is important for Aaron, right? Since Geula is clearly the primary, or it's clearly a primary theme of Matzah, so therefore, you know, of course you have to do a Seba for Matzah, even though it's past, you know, you're eating it after Magid is done. But now Tos is going to ask a very important question, which is Nogea to our Inyan. He's about to ask, oh, is it really true that, you know, that Matzah is really so Geula / Cheres oriented? But what do you mean? You have the din of lechem oni. Tosfos asks. Right, so good. Right, so Tosfos asks, what do you mean? The din of lechem oni by matzah. Don't tell me, Tosfos says, that matzah is all about cheres. Isn't there also a theme of shibud, we would say? Isn't there also a din of lechem oni? And shouldn't that din of lechem oni say that, you know, a seba isn't shayach? So the Tosfos gives this little enigmatic answer that still, yesh lo ochla derech cheres, that despite lechem oni, you should still eat the matzah derech cheres, and therefore you should do it al yedei haseba. So the big question is, what exactly did Tosfos mean in this answer? What exactly is the transition from the question of Tosfos to the answer of Tosfos? To the most basic way of understanding Tosfos, and I think this is the way Tzvi was implying, is that this is the way the Rav learns it, is that Tosfos, in the answer, is basically saying that the din of lechem oni is not shayach to the ofen ha'achila. So Tosfos is saying, afagav dehavi lechem oni, question being, what do you mean? Isn't there a din of lechem oni which should therefore pertain to the ofen ha'achila and dictate that you shouldn't eat the matzah al yedei haseba? Answer is, yesh lo ochla derech cheres, according to the Rav, the answer is saying, no! The din of lechem oni, says the Rav, is limited to the realm of the chepza, says the Rav. Very important. Says the Rav, according to this Tosfos, the dinim of lechem oni are limited to the realm of the chepza, i.e. prusa, right, just like prusa, and the din of psul matzah shir, they're all chepza oriented. But when it comes to the ofen achila, which haseba is shayach to, yesh lo ochla derech cheres, it's all focused on cheres, there's no component at all of lechem oni. That's the first way to understand Tosfos. According to this first way of understanding Tosfos, right, according to the Rav, what comes out is that Tosfos is rejecting this second category of lechem oni. And he's saying, no, there's no such thing of lechem oni pertaining to the realm of the ofen achila. It's limited to the realm of the chatzah. But the problem with this interpretation is we just saw a Tana of Rav Yosi HaGlili. Rav Yosi HaGlili clearly interpreted that a din stemming from lechem oni pertains to the ofen achila. So what do you mean, Tosvos, that, right, according to the Rav, right, that lechem oni is not relevant to the ofen achila? You clearly saw, according to Rav Yosi HaGlili, that it is. And if you say, oh, we don't pass like Rav Yosi HaGlili, right? We pass like Rav Akiva. We pass like Rav Akiva's din of matzah, ashira, and, you know, lechem she'onam lov dvarim harbein. We don't pass like Rav Yosi HaGlili. So maybe, gufa what Rav Akiva's machlokas with Rav Yosi HaGlili is, perhaps, one could, you know, perhaps defend the Rav, by saying, oh, gufa the rejection of Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva's rejection of Rav Yosi HaGlili is gufa to say, no, I don't accept your extension, your application of lechem oni to the realm of ofen achila, because I don't think it extends there. I think it's limited to the chetzah, to the type of chetzah, which is, you know, kosher mitzvah. You could have said that. But the problem is, we're going to see, you know, next week, you know, or next year, that even if, right, the realm of ofen achila is arguable, right? Because the only makor for that in the Gemara is Rav Yosi HaGlili, who could be rejected. But we're going to see that other manifestations of lechem oni, you know, that we do paskin like, relate to the, you know, the realm of hachana, the maisa afia. We'll see that, and also the, you know, the yachas to tzipri yitzias mitzrayim through lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. So it's very difficult to interpret the Tosos as saying that it's limited to the realm of the chetzah when you clearly see that it's expanded beyond the realm of the chetzah to other realms. Yeah.
And also, Kriyakiva's rejection of Rav Yosi HaGlili wasn't bitzad. He held of what he was saying, theoretically. Just had, oh, I have another rivoy who say that you're allowed to have my chain. But you're right. This
okay.
Sorrow, like,
I hear what you're saying, but you could say, like, what caused them to say Reba includes that? Could be. The reason why he says that is maybe meaning matzos riba is to tell you when it comes to the ofen achila, that's, you know, right. Everything's good. You could have said that.
That's not the mashmas of the Gemara.
Okay. No, for sure. Yeah. But that's for sure true. But I'm saying in addition to that, you have just the fact that there, even if you don't have, you know, ofen achila, many manifestations of lechem oni in the realm of ofen achila, you do find it by, you know, the maisa afia, and the, you know, the yachas, the relationship to the to Haggadah, the super tzias mitzrayim. So it seems strange to interpret Tosos, right, to interpret Tosos as saying that, oh, the reason why that, right, that the answer to Tosos is saying, oh, don't expand lechem oni beyond the chetzah shel mitzvah. Oh. So that's going to bring us to a, you know, alternative understanding of Tosos, and, you know, I think with this we'll conclude. And that is, it's possible to understand Tosos in a different way. Then when the answer, when Tosos answers Yesh lo ochla derecheres, he's not saying that the din of lechem oni, right, doesn't pertain to the ofen achila. He's saying yes, lechem oni does pertain to the ofen achila, but still, Haseba is still shayach, still Yesh lo ochla derecheres, because the theme of cheres, the theme of geula, is more primary than the theme of shibud and the theme of lechem oni. So the answer is, and as we pointed out before, and this very much, you know, works within, like, you know, approach 2A, right? Within approach 2A, right, which says that there are two themes, two distinct themes. There's the theme of shibud and there's a theme of geula, and there are two distinct themes, right? According to that, given the fact that most psukim, almost all the psukim which reference matzah, reference the theme of geula, and only one pasuk in Devarim Tes Zayin Gimel references lechem oni, the implication is, right, that the theme of geula is primary and the din of lechem oni is secondary. Again, according to approach 2A, it's all about the contrast. It's all about the foil. It's all about, oh, by appreciating the, you know, the contrast of the shibud, you're able to appreciate, right, the geula. But again, according to approach 2A, the primary theme is still the geula. So again, if another way of understanding Tosa's answer is that he's in line with approach 2a, he's saying, yeah, lechem oni does apply to the ofen achila, to the realm of the ofen achila, but still a seba is shayach, because a seba, which relates to cheres, is the primary theme, and the theme of cheres, you know, overshadows, in a sense, the theme of lechem oni. So again, this way, Tosas can be understanding, yeah, in a chanami, the din of lechem oni does expand beyond the realm of the chatzah, but even so, haseba shayach to matzah, because the theme of cheres is more primary than the theme of sheba. And again, as I said before, this would work out very nicely within approach 2a, that there are two distinct themes, such that you can say that the theme of cheres is more primary. Again, according to approach 2b, the whole point of approach 2b is that really lechem oni is the main theme, because lechem oni really redefines everything. So you wouldn't be able to say something like, oh, you know, lechem oni applies, but, you know, the theme of lechem oni is overshadowed, according to approach 2b. You know, nothing overshadows lechem oni, right? Lechem oni is, you know, the primary theme throughout the mitzvah of matzah. So stop here, and then next time we'll pick up on the third realm. Again, so far we did the realm of the chetzah. We just now did the realm of the ofen achila, and we'll move on to the realm of the ma'isa afia, the hachana of matzah.